Hi, Daddy. It's just me. No, it's too early to go to bed. I was just kind of bored and lonely on the couch, so I decided to bring you a beer and see how you were doing. Here, it's nice and cold for you. I know it's your favourite, Daddy. That's why I picked it. How's it going? Yeah, I know you have to work late sometimes. It still sucks. I shouldn't miss you so much when you're working from your home office and I'm back from college, you know? Mum? Yeah, no. I won't be hanging out with her tonight. Even if she hadn't taken one of her sleeping pills and became dead to the world, she'd be going on about how kids like me were ruining the country. I really don't need to hear any more of that bullshit. So, can you take a break and talk to me for a bit? I promise you can kick me out if I really bother you. Yay! Let me just hop in your lap then. There, much better. I always love sitting in your lap, Daddy. You know that. To be honest, I don't care what anyone else would think about this. It's just you and me here, isn't it? And besides, I feel safe when I'm here. And it feels so intimate. This is nice, isn't it? Your beer brought to you by a cute girl who's happy to hop right in your lap. I think someone appreciates me being so close. I know you're hard, Daddy. I'm a young woman and you're a healthy man. It's normal. Besides, I think it's flattering that my daddy gets hard around me. I know you watch me sometimes, Daddy, when I'm doing homework or bending over or sometimes even when I'm changing. Don't worry. I won't tell. I love the way you look at me. Can I tell you a secret? Sometimes I fantasize about you just coming in and kissing me when I'm all vulnerable and half naked. And not nicely either, but fiercely. Like I'm a piece of meat that you own, you know? And it gets me pretty turned on. I used to think it was the hottest thing that I could imagine. To be honest, if you started doing things to me right now, I'd probably just enjoy it. I know it's wrong, Daddy. You don't need to tell me that. I know that if you ever did do something inappropriate, I'm supposed to look at you with my big, sad puppy eyes and say, "No, Daddy, no." I know that's the right thing to do, so I guess what I want is wrong. I want to say yes. I want you to take me like that, Daddy. Will you please rape your little girl? That's what I want. You heard me, Daddy. Just like I heard you. Yes, I did. You were talking with your friends in the den while you were watching the game. Mum was asleep as always, and you thought I was too. But I snuck back downstairs just to kind of watch you guys, I guess. You were both a little drunk And your friend said something like, "No offense, but your little girl is getting quite fuckable." Do you remember what you said back?
I think you do remember what you said, Daddy. But you can pretend not to if you want to hear me say it. I could never forget it. You said, "Not only is she fuckable, when she gets all touchy-feely and jumps in my lap in those tight little shorts and her tits practically hanging out of her tank top, she gets downright rapeable." "Yes, Daddy, I heard that." Do you know what hearing something like that does to a girl from her own father? That she adores and idolizes and knows is the best man in the whole world? Do you know what it did to me? It got me so fucking wet. I almost walked in there and begged you and your friend to rape me right there. I could see the whole thing in my mind. Two strong older men spit roasting me while I cried, feeding me against my will. It was too much. I had to run upstairs, stripping down and finger myself until I came. I had to bite my pillow so you couldn't hear my screams. It was so rude of you to say something horrible like that and not follow through. You say that you love me, Daddy, but do you? I used to think it was your kind words and hugs and gifts and the time that you spent with me that told me how much you loved me. But now I realize that I was wrong. If you really loved me, you'd give me everything I needed. And what I need right now is simple. I need you to slap me and spank me. I need you to tear my baby tee open and maul and bite my tits. I need you to force me to bend over your desk. I need you to rip my panties off and make fun of what a wet little slut I am. I need you to fuck me hard and deep until I'm sobbing and full of shame and love and guilt and your cum. I need you to rape me." "I am being serious, Daddy. Don't you laugh at me. Isn't that what you want? Permission to rape your little girl? I bet it was just an idle fantasy before. Something you could imagine, but would never actually do, but now you can. Come on, you're a man. You have needs. And let's be honest, Mum isn't meeting those needs. How could she? She's either drugged or angry at both of us all the time. And well, you look good, Daddy. And I'm young, horny, and eager for you to do, well, whatever you want, as long as what you want will leave marks." "I'm deadly serious, Daddy. I can't really think of something that I wanted more than this. You really fuck me, Daddy. And you'll do it the way you've always wanted to, right? Not being gentle because it's my first time or any bullshit like that. Just, you know, how a bad older man would teach a naughty, filthy little slut like me a lesson." "I am so turned on right now, Daddy. You have no idea. But first, I really want you to understand something. Daddy, when you start, there's no stopping. You know me. You know that I can be kind of a scaredy cat sometimes. Like that time I wanted to go to the haunted house and then change my mind halfway through. And then sobbed and asked you to take me back. I don't want you to let me do it this time. If I change my mind, or beg, or cry, or plead, or even say something really horrible, I want you to keep going. Sometimes daddies have to show their little girls tough love, and this is one of those times. I need you to make me a woman, and I need you to do it how you fantasized about it. I need to be your ideal little rape doll. It's fine for you to say so, but I want you to promise me, Daddy, because I know that you never break any promises to your little girl. I'm serious. Promise me that you'll be brutal all the way through. Promise me that you'll use me right. Thank you, Daddy. Are you really sure? Are you really still not sure about this? Maybe I can help you make your mind up by making you feel good. No. For this, you don't have to do anything at all, or even say anything. Just let me do all the work. I'll start by getting on my knees in front of you. Oh God, you look so powerful when I'm looking up at you like this. I feel so small. I don't feel safe anymore. I feel like I'm completely at your mercy. And you? I bet you can see right down my shirt, can't you? That's fine. Daddy should be able to see his little rape doll's tits if he wants, right? I'll take my shirt off for you this time, but next time you have to tear it off, okay? Okay. All right, Daddy. There they are. Do you like my tits? Thank you, Daddy. I'm just gonna reach up now and touch your cock. I'm just going to keep rubbing it like this on the outside of your clothes. Do you like that, Daddy? I felt in. I felt him twitch. Oh, okay. I'm just gonna unzip you and reach in and pull your cock out. Daddy's cock feels so big and hard in my little hands. I'm just gonna slowly rub it up and down. Now I'm going to look you in the eye as I take it into your mouth. Do you like that, Daddy? Seeing your little girl with her tits out and your big cock in her mouth. Do you like seeing how turned on I am by doing this? Oh yeah, of course. You can stand up, Daddy. I don't mind blowing you like this. I love your taste, Daddy. Daddy, you're going to keep my throat shut. Bad enough for you. Daddy, stop. Daddy, I can't. Daddy, you're just using my mouth as a... Stop. Please stop. You're pulling my hair too. No, Daddy, stop. Daddy, you hit me. You jerk. I didn't know what I was saying earlier, and you just yanked me to my feet by my hair. Daddy, you shouldn't quote my tips at heart. It isn't right. Don't play with my nipples. It's not fair. Fuck. You should have warned me before you started sucking on them like that, Daddy. I don't like this, Daddy. Stop. I'm gonna tell Mum. You're hurting me, Daddy. I'm sorry. I want... What are you doing? You can't spin me around like that. No! Stop forcing me to bend over your desk. I won't do it. I won't. No, Daddy. You're pushing my face down into the wood too hard. Please stop. Oh, don't be so rough. Pull my shorts down. Are you going to spank me? That's so mean, Daddy. You don't have to tear my panties off to spank me, Daddy. Those were expensive. Fuck, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. So why don't you just let me get back up and... Stop it. I hate you, Daddy. Daddy, I'm so sorry. What do you want from me, Daddy? What? You want me to beg you to breed me? Daddy, no. No, I changed my mind. I don't want this anymore. Alright, fine, that's it. Just please stop hitting me. Daddy, will you please rape me and breed me? I'd really love that. Okay, you've heard me say it. Now you're gonna let me go, right? Right, Daddy. Oh God, what are you doing with your finger, Daddy?
Oh God, Daddy, that feels so... I don't like this. I don't, Daddy. I swear. Oh, take your finger out of me, please. Please, I've learned my lesson. I'll be a good girl from now on. I can't think when you're pushing your finger in and out of me like that. Oh, it's so big. I hate it. Please take it out. Please, Daddy. Oh, thank God. Daddy, that's better. You can let me up now. You had fun, and I learned my lesson. What are you doing? What is that I'm feeling? No, Daddy, it isn't nothing. I can feel it pushing into my little pussy. Daddy, is that your cock? No, I was joking. Daddy, I'm a stupid little slutty virgin. I didn't even know what I meant. Please don't. Oh, fuck. Oh God, no. No, Daddy, no. Fuck, Daddy, that was too hard. Me, please stop. On my thigh and inside me, it hurts so. It hurts so bad. No, I don't like it. I don't. You're forcing me into your desk. It's too hard. And your hand in my hair, you won't let me up. You're too big and violent for my little pussy. It hurts. No, I'm not turned on by this. Fuck you. I'm not close to coming. I'm not. I won't. Daddy, I can't breathe. You're choking me too hard. I'll come for you if you just let me breathe. I promise I'll come so good for you. Yeah, yes, Daddy, I'm close to coming. Oh God, I love it, Daddy. I love the way your cock hurts me so good. I love it when you rape me, Daddy. Please come inside me. Please come in your little ghetto. Mark me and make me your rape doll. I need it. Please, Daddy, rape me. Please. Ah! That was... I don't... Did I do good enough for you? Was I a good little rape doll? No, Daddy. Of course. I understand. If you had stopped when I started begging and crying, well, then it wouldn't have been a real rape, would it? And that's what I really wanted. Since you gave me what I wanted, you really must love me, right? More than those other girls who don't get this kind of gift from their daddies. More even than mum, right? Good. I'm still your little girl, right, Daddy? Just because we fucked doesn't mean that I can't still sit in your lap and get cuddles and spend time with you, right? Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for giving me exactly what I asked for.